things to do.
I've heard a lot of people talk about just get under the spout where the glory's poured out.
That's right.
Well, that's a wonderful thing to do. But once you're filled, get out into a desert place where other people need to have the glory poured out. Go out and let the Holy Spirit utilize your life. Well, we're going to get started right now. Karen, give out all the numbers, the contact numbers, and we're going to talk about an opening matching funds challenge that came from Steve Michalitz last night. And this challenge, I believe, may be very different from other challenges that we have had in that, as Steve put this up last night, he had already brought in $300 from Wheels from the Heart from their ministry. And they already are a partner with us, so they already are supporting the radio station. However, he brought in that check for $300 from the ministry, and then he said, and I'm going to give from my personal resources an additional $200. So we have this $200 that's going to start the morning, but I mean, I've been praying about this morning, and I believe it's possible that there may be another 10 people that may say, I'm going to match that $200 that Steve gave. There may be 20 people that in the next hour will say, I'm going to match what he's given. We're going to start the morning out with this as the seed. And these two $100 bills are sitting right here on the desk. And we're just going to set this up. Now, you can give anything God puts on your heart. You may want to give $5. You may want to give $5,000 or $50,000. I don't know what God's going to put in your heart to give. But give as God directs you. And may the Lord direct every one of us who are recipients of God's grace and his favor and are blessed by this ministry. May the Lord direct every one of us in clarity so we would understand our part. Let's get the numbers out, Karen. The phone lines are open now.
Yes, and that number is 888-221-8990, 888-221-8990. You could go to WCNO.com where you can make a donation or a pledge. You could text a donation by texting WCNO to 24365. And we also have the local number 772-221-1100.
You know, as Steve was just sharing how God has changed his heart, it was powerful last night.
Yes, it really was.
If you didn't catch that, it really was a powerful. Again, I mean, every time so many of our partners, as they come in and they share about the rich transformation God's brought into their life, it is powerful. And as he was sharing, I was just thinking that God uses one person's testimony to encourage someone else to come to Jesus. And then that person has a testimony that's able to reach someone else that maybe the first person couldn't reach. But their testimony then reaches out to someone else. And this is the way the kingdom of God is. I don't know if you ever heard that Christmas song. I think Sandy Patty may have sung it. But the gift goes on. Mm-hmm. And the gift goes on. And the gift goes on. This is the working of the kingdom of God. And so this morning, someone may want to call in and say, I would like to match that $200 that Steve Wheels from the Heart has put up. And then someone else may want to just call in and say, I'm going to give $200 as well. And then someone may call back and say, well, I'm going to match that $200. And so the way this would work, Steve has given $200. Someone else may call and say, I'm going to give $200. Let's say it's John. John gives $200. Then someone's going to say, well, I'm going to match what John has just given. And we can match some funds like that this morning. We'll see what God does. And if God's in it, then it will fly. If God's not in that, then amen. That's fine, too. However the Lord wants to direct your heart. But right now we have $200, and we just have a $200 matching donation, the first one that has just come in from Miami Lakes. And we want to thank God and also thank you, Frank. That's the first $200. So who wants to match Frank and come alongside of him now and say, I'm going to give $200. I really believe that we could very easily see 10 people, 20 people in the next hour come in, along with other donations, and say, I'm going to match up that $200 this morning. And think about this, you know, 10 people, mm-hmm. 20 people that give in that manner would get our morning started off really strong today. So,
absolutely,
Father, we just thank you for this seed, this $200 seed that now has increased. It's increased another $200. And in your word, you talk about that some produces 30-fold. That would be 30 times, not 30%, but 30 times. And some seed produces more than that, 60 times. And some seed produces 100-fold, 100 times. So, Father, I believe that this is good seed this morning. And I believe that you're going to touch some people's hearts to sow into this ministry. It's not about the amount. It's not about Steve's seed. It's about God being faithful to me. God's been faithful to my family. God's been faithful to us through this virus. And we have been sustained. And we are going to go out to God's field. And we're going to sow some seed this morning. So if the Lord is talking to your heart about being a seed sower, I told Steve last night, I said, I believe that God is going to multiply this seed that you're giving much more than one time. And we'll see what God does. But when God looks at seed, he looks at it being 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Now, that would seem amazing to us that God would actually be able to do that. Well, he does do that. And so that's the promises of God. Here is the first caller. Frank, we thank you so much. And we're going to get started this morning. We're just going to see what the Lord does over the next hour. And we may have some other donations as well. But whatever the Lord puts on your heart, you may have a matching funds. Maybe you want to give something else during this time. Maybe you want to double this up. You may want to give $1,000 and say, I'm going to give five times a seed. Or you may say, I'm going to give 400. I'm going to give two times a seed. But someone may say, I'm going to give $1,000. And I am just going to double the seed up five times. Now, God has blessed some of you, so you could do that. And this is Wednesday morning. We are, what do they call this, Camel Day?
Hump Day.
Oh, Hump Day. That's
close.
Right.
You were close.
I was close. I saw a two-hump camel.
Yeah, they have two in one. I guess it depends on how much you can afford when you're buying a camel.
Oh, I thought some camels lost one hump.
It's possible. I am not a camel studier. I got to tell you that.
I am not either. But we want to just thank the Lord this morning for all of our partners, the ministry partners, the business partners, and for their faithfulness to serve and honor God along with us. And it's a great blessing. We've had some great guests on. We have many more guests that's going to be joining us. In fact, looking forward today, we have Barry that's going to be coming in, I think, at some point. And we also are going to be talking to the Women's Refuge here real soon. Have some guests coming in or going to be calling in. We'll be talking with them. So give us a call. David, give the numbers out again. We got to keep giving those numbers out.
You betcha. You can reach us at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Or in the 772 area code, you can get us at 221-1100. That's 221-1100.
Amen. And at 7:30, we are going to be moving on to Joyce Meyer's program. And so we have a few moments here. The phone lines will be open while Joyce Myers is on the air, and we'll be right back after that program. And of course, we're preempting Extreme Faith this morning, and because we're with you. So give us a call. The number is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990.
Now, you were talking about camels. Did you ever see that the National Geographic, there was an aerial photo taken by one of their photojournalists of the camels out in the desert?
What is it?
You know, so you would just kind of look at that photo and think, yeah, oh, there's camels. But what it is,
that is for real?
Yes, yeah. But what it is, it was like an aerial view straight over the camels, but it was, the sun was setting. So you're looking at the shadows.
How about that?
Of the camels.
How about that?
Wow.
And, you know, because when you look down, you can see the top of the camels.
Right, right.
But they're perfectly formed in the shadows.
Isn't that cool? That's cool.
So anyway, that's National Geographic.
So if you're looking for a good camel photo.
Yes. Speaking of camels. Yeah.
For those camel aficionados out there.
We may have to do a camel study today.
We'll have to do a camel. That'll be our... Well, let's not forget the chickens, because, you know, that's important, too.
That's right.
Chickens are important, too.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you give us a call this morning? The number is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And we are looking for your call this morning. And there's a caller calling in.
The first camel aficionado.
Right. people can also give online, David. Let's give some other information.
Yes, they can go to WCNO.com, and when the homepage pops up, you'll see a block that says donate here. When you click on that, you'll get a page that will enable you to either make a pledge, which is a promise to pay later, or a donation monthly or one time.
Go ahead and give us a call while we listen to this next song. I want to go back.
I could run across the ocean. Now I was gonna be an astronaut. But it was you and it was me. I had everything I needed. Faith could even move a mountaintop. And then I grew up. And then I got older. And my life got tough. And we grew apart. The Joneses. I was just happy that they lived next door. It was you, it was me. I had everything I needed. Your hands were big enough to hold the world. And then I grew up. And then I got older. Then my life got tough. And we grew apart.
For the Bible tells me, for the Bible.